It's Wednesday, May 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Tuesday, Joyce Lynn, an American missionary pilot, died in a crash just minutes after her plane took off to deliver COVID-19 supplies to remote villages in Indonesia, reports the Christian Post. She was 40 years old. Lynn worked for the Idaho-based Mission Aviation Fellowship, whose pilots use Cessna and Kodiak aircraft to transport medicine, doctors, disaster relief, evangelists, Bible translators, food supplies, agriculture, and other things to remote areas around the world to share, quote, Christ's love beyond where the road ends, end quote. Lynn was the only person on the plane. President Donald Trump surprised the nation on Monday when he explained that he has been taking hydroxychloroquine for about 2 weeks as a way to prevent contracting COVID-19.
And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it, hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine.
Neil Cavuto, host of Fox News Channel's Your World, was shocked by the revelation.
That was stunning. The President of the United States just acknowledged that he is taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug that meant really to treat malaria and lupus. The president has insisted that it has enormous benefits for patients either trying to prevent or already have COVID-19. The fact of the matter is, though, when the president said, what have you got to lose? In a number of studies, those certainly vulnerable to the population have one thing to lose, their lives. A VA study showed that among a population of veterans in a hospital receiving this treatment, those with vulnerable conditions, respiratory conditions, heart ailments, they died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
Texas, North Carolina, and Arizona are among the states seeing rising numbers of coronavirus cases, intensifying concerns as they seek to reopen shuttered economies, reports TheHill.com. Texas saw its largest one-day increase in cases on Saturday, with 1,801 new cases. North Carolina also saw its largest single-day jump on Saturday, with 853 new cases. And Arizona reported 462 new cases that day, close to a record high. The Central Bible Baptist Church in New York, which had to discontinue its drive-in worship services after being threatened by the Messina Police Department that a fine of up to $1,000 would be imposed, challenged the claim that drive-in services violate Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 executive orders, reports the Christian Post. Last Friday, the Rutherford Institute wrote to Police Chief Adam Love on behalf of the church, saying, quote, "You are mistaken in your assertion that church drive-in worship services are prohibited under New York's current emergency orders and could result in fines," end quote. The chief of police warned Pastor Samson Ryman, who held drive-in worship services on May 3rd with 23 worshipers and 18 vehicles, that his church violated the law and he could be subject to prosecution for holding the drive-in services and would face a fine of up to $1,000. More than 8 in 10 Americans say they believe in God, and 63% say they think, quote, God is telling humanity to change how we are living, end quote, amid the coronavirus outbreak, reports Christian Headlines. According to the survey by the University of Chicago Divinity School and the Associated Press, 55% of those who believe in God say they think, quote, God will protect me from being infected, end quote. Only 9% of those who believe in God think, quote, God has abandoned humanity, end quote. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 9 says, "For the Lord your God is gracious and compassionate. He will not turn his face from you if you return to him." And finally, after a painful battle with bone cancer, Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias went to be with Jesus yesterday. According to his obituary, when Zacharias was a boy on the streets of India, his mother called him to meet the local palm reader. He said, quote, "Looking at your future, Ravi Baba, you will not travel far or very much in your life. That's what the lines on your hand tell me. There is no future for you abroad," end quote. Years later, when Zacharias was recovering in a hospital from a suicide attempt at the age of 17, he was read the words of Jesus recorded in the Bible by the Apostle John, "Because I live, you will also live." In response, Zacharias surrendered his life to Christ and offered up a prayer that if he emerged from the hospital, he would leave no stone unturned in his pursuit of truth. Once Zacharias found the truth of the gospel, his passion for sharing it burned bright until the very end. He became one of the foremost defenders of Christianity's intellectual credibility. Even as he returned home from the hospital in Texas, where he had been undergoing chemotherapy, Zacharias was sharing the hope of Jesus to the three nurses who tucked him into his transport. Founded in 1984, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries brings the gospel of Jesus Christ to millions around the world. Clearly, the prediction by the palm reader in India was dead wrong. God had international plans for Ravi. Psalm 116, verse 15 declares, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.